Bay, Bobby Bloom, everybody, and we're right here at the entrance to the Monongahela Wharf, where there are 800 parking spaces available, and it is open. And the gentleman is here collecting his money, and they get a beautiful view of the Monongahela River. They have 800 parking spaces here today. I wonder if they'll make us park the drive through. I should tell you that it's 7 minutes past 6 o'clock, 6:07 on KQV to Carlo in the morning. We're out in the KQV mobile news wagon, and we have visited many, many parking lots and garages, and I'll tell you what we've seen. Most of the big ones in the city are closed, and I mean the big ones, like the Mellon Square Garage and the Kaufman's Garage and all the garages there on Grant Street and around Kaufman's. I guess there's about three or four big lots, the Grant Street parking. The large lot at the corner of 3rd and Smithfield is closed. The Gimbel's parking lot is closed. The Alco parking lot, which is in the 600 block of Penn Avenue, that's at the corner of 6th and Penn, that's closed. And there's a big five-story lot up next to Commercial Bank that is closed. All I can say is that it's going to be much easier for you to take some kind of public transportation into work today, because this is just going to be a very ticklish situation. So far, I see more traffic at this hour of the morning, now at 8 minutes past 6, than I have ever seen in all of my mornings that I've been up early here in the Steel City. So a lot of people are coming in early, and they're going to try and grab up all available parking spaces, I'm sure. There was a report that brushed my ear yesterday that the city was going to allow some on-street parking, but that has not been confirmed, and chances are you'll get a ticket or two or three, and if you park in a no-parking zone, of course, you might even run the risk of getting towed away. So what we're going to do now is we're going to head over to Three River Stadium, see what kind of availabilities are over there, and check that situation. Keep you informed as to how things are going. It's not going to be a bad day for you, though, as far as the weather is concerned. If you have to stand and wait for a bus maybe for the first time in 3 years, it's going to be partly sunny and mild, a high temperature of 80. That's partly sunny and mild. Right now, 64 degrees.
Arby's takes their time cooking up roast beef, but the four-hour sandwich is only 5 minutes away.
Well, it's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. I'm smack dab in the middle of the bridge heading over to Three River Stadium. 10 minutes past the hour. Did you know that on this date in 1875, a man named Augustus Burke invented a combination ball-peen hammer and calliope? That's right. It was for people who like to whistle while they work.
Good morning. 14
cake. That's how you do, Matthew McNeil. How are you doing today? Well, if you're going to try and find a parking space, you won't be doing that well, I'm sorry to say, because most of the biggies are closed. We have found a few. That is a very few. I would say that there are maybe 250 or 300 parking spaces available in the small independent garages. But all of the big parking lots, the ones that hold 500 or 600 cars, are closed. And while there are some spaces available at this hour, in fact, you should have been up already and in town if you wanted to get a parking space. All alternatives that are open to you are one, and that is take public transportation into work today. Please take the bus, will you? It's 6:14 now, 14 minutes past 6 o'clock with DiCarlo in the morning on KQV.
Bob DiCarlo. 14
KQV. News wagon, and we are... we just get started? I'm sorry. Gee, let me do it all over again. It's 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. 6:16. It's a little difficult, I think, because we got one kind of a plug in one ear, another kind in another ear, and you'll have just, if we make a technical mistake, please don't be too angry, because we're really trying very hard to keep you abreast of what's happening as far as parking situations are concerned and like that. And right now I'm sitting down here at the entrance of Three River Stadium. That's where I am. I'm not in the studio. Over there in the comfort with the coffee cups and everything and the air conditioning, I'm sitting down here, right here in front of Three Rivers, lot number 4, where it says all-day parking for 50 cents, unfortunately. Today there will be no all-day parking for 50 cents. That lot is closed. As I mentioned, some very small lots are open. But boy, if you haven't gotten to town by now, you better just look for public transportation. Carpools will not work, because you're going to get 5 guys in a car, and you won't find any place to park that car. If any alternative exists, maybe you might have your wife drive in and leave town, but you're going to be late for work if you even attempt that today. So anyway, the The PATH system has decided to put on some extra trolley lines and some extra bus service. Tom Martin has all of those and the schedules and who has added what, and here's Tom with the details.
Bob, if you don't want to hike it to work or ride a bicycle in this morning, as we understand some people are going to do, they are going to ride bikes. Port Authority Transit is offering these alternatives, and Pat says, besides the usually scheduled runs, extra buses will be used for short runs between the Golden Triangle and these points. McKees Rocks, Carnegie, Green Tree, Pleasant Hills, Mount Oliver, Southside, Hazelwood, Homestead, Squirrel Hill, Swissvale, Monroeville, Penn Hills, Wilkinsburg, Oakland, East Liberty, Highland Park, Fox Chapel, Westview, and Sewickley. Now, meanwhile, all available trolleys will be running between the Triangle and Dormont Junction and Castle Shannon. And by the way, in case you haven't ridden a bus in a while, count your change carefully. You have to have the exact amount of money to get on.
Steel City Weather.
KQB revised weather, partly sunny and mild today with a high temperature of 80. Got a little bit of haze down in Steel City. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A chance of rain tomorrow. Tonight's low 58 with a high tomorrow 82. It's 64 degrees at Pittsburgh street level on KQB with DeCarlo in the morning, in the traffic. I'll be looking for you.
KQB is music.
Donny Osmond's Too Young on KQB with DeCarlo in the morning, 22 minutes past 6 o'clock. 6:22. Good morning, Steel City. Bob DeCarlo on the move. I guess we're going to go back downtown now and check out if anybody is getting anxious enough to rip down any barricades. I highly doubt it. Keep your wits about you. Don't get angry. All I can suggest is that, you know, you try and get into work some other way other than your own private vehicle today. All of the larger parking lots that we have checked out are closed. Oh, well. Let's hope it's only for one day. In the world of sports, last night, of course, our beautiful Bucks defeated Philadelphia 2-0. A real strong pitching performance by Bob Moose. Final score, Bucks 2, Philadelphia nothing. Now, the Mets were losing. So that means that we are eight full out in front, running away from the pack. Isn't indeed going to be gratifying. Former Penn Stater Dennis Onconce was one of the players cut yesterday by the Pittsburgh Steelers as their training camp continues. Denny, of course, was an All-American and a big heavyweight when he was at Penn State, which proves you got to be able to cut the mustard in the pros. A Baldwin, Pennsylvania youth has captured a victory on the shot put over the weekend at the U.S.-Soviet Junior Track and Field Championships in Sacramento. Isn't that wild? Guy named Ron Semku graduated last spring from Baldwin High in suburban Pittsburgh. We got another national champion here in the Steel City area. They say Pittsburgh doesn't have any athletes. Who are they kidding? 23 minutes past the hour now, 6:23. And if you're attempting to drive into town to work today, don't take a bus.
14 KQB. The world from our early, the chain don't break.
Good morning, it's 6:26. Good walking weather today. I know, that isn't really very funny. It's 64 degrees in Pittsburgh. I'm Tom Martin with KQV News. Need a parking space? Try another city. The story in 60 seconds.
If you're within the sound of my voice, there's a beneficial office nearest you. 44 of them right here in the Pittsburgh area. See the white pages, yes, the white pages of your phone book for the beneficial finance office nearest you. Loans up to $3,500.
The rush is on. Pittsburghers are streaming into the Golden Triangle this morning in a race to grab one of the very few parking spaces available. The parking lot attendants voted late last night to reject their latest contract offer from parking lot operators, passed out the strike signs, and barricaded parking lots and garages. Now, the KQV staff is getting here slowly this morning. They're all having trouble looking for spots to park, except for me. I got here early and grabbed mine. Bob DeCarlo and Bob Harvey are doing the entire morning show today from the KQV News mobile unit, roaming the city in search of available parking spaces, and they'll let you know about them. Right now, we have a report from Bob Harvey.
Bob DeCarlo and I have been making a survey of Golden Triangle parking lots, and indeed, they are closed. Most of them are chained. The only ones that we can find that are accessible are very small lots, and they don't look like they are open, more like you can pull a car on there and park there and hope you can get away with it. But it's very safe to assume that there will not be enough parking spaces for a normal, everyday rush hour crowd. Best bet, use public transportation.
Thank you, Bob. Port Authority Transit will be using extra buses for additional short runs along with the regularly scheduled runs. Ed Beisler of Port Authority told us about the schedules.
The same schedule will apply on the regular service. We're talking here only about extra service, emergency service. We're utilizing 50-some additional buses that normally haul school children that we'd normally put into service in September, and utilizing all the available trolley equipment and anything else we can grab to meet this emergency.
And Pat says it will put all available trolleys into service between the Golden Triangle and Dormont Junction and Castle Shannon. Meanwhile, the buses will be making short route trips between the Triangle and these points: the Keys Rocks, Carnegie, Green Tree, Pleasant Hills, Mount Oliver, Southside, Hazelwood, Homestead, Squirrel Hill, Swissvale, Monroeville, Penn Hills, Wilkinsburg, Oakland, East Liberty, Highland Park, Fox Chapel, Westview, and Sewickley. Pat Executive Director John Morrow says his 300 office workers will report and leave work a half hour earlier than usual today. The other big story today comes from Washington, D.C. The McGovern-Eagleton ticket is no more. Late last night in Washington, Senator Eagleton's eyes were red-rimmed when he emerged from a two-hour meeting with George McGovern to say this.
Literally thousands and thousands of people have phoned and have telegrammed or have written to me or to Senator McGovern urging me to press on. But ladies and gentlemen, I will not divide the Democratic Party, which already has too many divisions. Therefore, tomorrow morning, I will write to the chairman of the Democratic Party withdrawing my candidacy.
So it's all over, and the reaction has been varied, from further dissension within the Democratic Party to applause for Senator Eagleton in swallowing his pride for the good of the party in light of the controversy over his past medical history. There has been no mention of who will replace Eagleton as the Democratic running mate for George McGovern. Well, at least the sun will shine on your day. KQV revised weather in 1 minute. Pittsburgh in the morning with Bob DiCarlo in a car in downtown Pittsburgh looking for a place to park after the KQV revised weather for Shenley Park, Swissvale, and the Steel City. Partly sunny and mild today, the high 80, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, a chance of rain tomorrow, low tonight 58, tomorrow's high 82. At the airport, it's foggy and 62, at Pittsburgh street level, it's 64. I'm Tom Martin.
KQV, Pittsburgh.
And Lean On Me on KQV. DiCarlo in the morning at 6:35, 25 minutes till 7 o'clock. I am in the automobile, the KQV Newsmobile. We're looking for parking spaces and friendlies. Let me tell you, there aren't many. I just passed the Chatham Center Garage. That is that huge facility over here towards Duquesne University, and that is all boarded up. We're all around the Civic Arena, and they have signs that says event sold out, but there are pickets out right now. The pace of downtown has picked up tremendously. A lot of cars, a lot of people into work early, looking for parking spaces, and things are going to be difficult. Look, I'll zero in on some of those larger locations that are closed in 1 minute.
If you're flying some airline besides TWA to California, you ought to know what you're missing. First, TWA has the only nonstop flow at 6:55 p.m. daily. All flights leave from TWA's new Pittsburgh terminal.
Well, I tell you, my friends, as I take a swing past the Gulf Station right here by the Pittsburgh Safety Building, I can see that a lot of people are parking in the areas that say do not park between 7 and 9:30. Now, whether you're going to get tickets or not, I don't know. Whether you're, you know, if you have to be on the 14th floor of a building and run down and put a quarter in every half an hour, that's going to be relatively impossible. Why don't you just make the situation a lot easier on all of us, yourself included? Use public transportation. Don't form carpools, because that's still another car that has to come to the city. Use the bus, maybe, that you haven't used in, 4 or 5 years. And above all, make sure when you get on the bus that you have exact change. The biggest parking lots are closed. Mellon Square, Gimbel's, lot number 4, Three Rivers. Everything around the Civic Arena. The Alco lot at 6th and 10 is closed. The big five-story lot in the 600 block of 10th Avenue is closed. All of the parking lots up there by the federal building are closed. So the little teeny ones are open. They can get maybe 40 or 50 cars in. And chances are, if you park there normally, your space won't be there by the time you get into work. But if you have to stand for the bus, it's going to be a super day. Partly sunny and on the mild side with a high temperature of 80. Right now, 64 degrees with DiCarlo in the morning into traffic.
Bob DiCarlo. 14 KKG.
Sweat and tears and spinning wheel. Hey, is this parking lot open today? You are open. The Three Rivers Parking Corporation lot over here right behind Market Square is open. So there's one for you. Guy's sitting there, he's all alone. There ain't even a car in the lot. There are a few little ones open, as I mentioned. This is Bob DiCarlo in the morning, right here on the streets of downtown Pittsburgh, under a partly sunny and mild weather word. It's now 19 minutes before the hour, 19 minutes till 7 on KQV, and there are a few small lots, but all of our biggies are closed. We have shut off, I shouldn't say we have shut off, the Teamsters Union and that local 296 are on strike, and they have shut off about 30,000 parking spaces. So there's going to be a little bit of a hassle this morning. I just have this interesting news item from Cincinnati that I thought I'd pass along for you today. A teenager probably thought he had the case beat. He was arrested on a charge of selling marijuana to an undercover policeman in Cincinnati. But the alleged marijuana was really parsley. But, however, the teenager got a 5-day sentence on a charge of larceny for trying to dupe a police officer.
Would you mind passing the sugar, please? Thank you.
There's so many good banks, we have to be better. Member FDIC.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Okay, theater lovers, it's your night to howl. Civic Light Opera production of Bye Bye Birdie continues at Heinz Hall with Tab Hunter and Cheetah Rivera. Maybe he'll sing Young Love if you ask him. There's just a new Summer Straw Hat openings, too. Strange Bedfellows premieres at Little Lake Theater. Behind Every Man opens at the Apple Hill Playhouse in Belmont. And 40 Carats is at the Mountain Playhouse in Jennerstown. Tonight's free concerts in the city, Sanctuary at the Brookline Memorial Center, and the Soul Merchants and their Jazz at 525 Mount Pleasant Road, Northview Heights. Also, there's an evening walk at North Park tonight, which is better than trying to ride because you don't have to worry about a parking space. Be at the Lava County Barn at 7:30. Hey, if you're going on vacation, why don't you take a plan and take the kids on a good ship lollipop, huh? Clowns, other good things. Sails every day from the Mon Wharf. Give them a call and find out exactly what time it departs. The traffic is picking up. The pace is getting heavier. The parking spaces are being sopped up like a very, very large sponge in a very small drop of water. Chances are you're going to have to take public transportation today. In fact, make plans to go down to the stop now and meet some of the people you probably haven't seen in a good number of years. Our KQV revised weather is calling for partly sunny and mild today with a high temperature of 80. In fact, from my position here in the KQV newsmobile, the skies are starting to look pretty nice and the haze is breaking up. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a chance of rain tomorrow. Tonight's low 58 and a high tomorrow of 82. It's 64 degrees at Pittsburgh street level on KQV with DiCarlo in the morning, and here comes Eagles.
AQB is music.
Eagles, and take it easy at 12 minutes till 7. Good morning. It's 6:48 on KQV, DiCarlo in the morning, and right now I'm at the corner of Wood and the Boulevard of the Allies. We just made a brief survey of the parking situation. A lot of the small lots, as we mentioned earlier, are open and have some parking spaces available, but the real biggies, the one that holds 300-400 cars, are not in use. By the way, nobody is bilking anybody. We thought that yesterday ran through our mind that maybe some gas stations would be, you know, charging exorbitant fees to park close to the city. No, not true. The usual parking arrangements are in effect, and if you're accustomed to paying a dollar, or say, on the north side for all-day parking, that's all you're going to pay today, which is really good news. Good news also for us Pirate fans, huh? Another victory under our belt. I'm just starting to feel comfortable now. Final score, Pirates 2 and the Phillies nothing last night, Veterans Stadium. Now it's on to St. Louis, where we take on the Cardinals for a brief set. Of course, the Mets lost. Mets won. Did they win? Lose? I forget already. No, the Mets lost. That's right. If they won, I don't even know. But anyway, we're at least 7, maybe even 8 ahead. Look, I forgot already. All of my notes are falling down, and it's terrible as we drive. It's difficult doing a radio program for a moving car. A Baldwin youth captured a victory in the shot put over the weekend of the U.S.-Soviet Junior Track and Field Championships in Sacramento, some cuts yesterday at the Steeler camp, and a couple of veterans included there, too. And that is a quick look at sports with DiCarlo in the traffic on KQV, and here come the Supremes.
I need love, love, love.
Good morning, it's 6:55. At least the weather is on your side this morning. It's 64 degrees in Pittsburgh. I'm Tom Martin with KQV News. Spaces, spaces everywhere, and nary an inch to park upon. The story in 60 seconds.
One out of every three people suffers some symptoms of hemorrhoids. Fortunately, in many cases...
Pittsburgh's rush hour has started. The only problem is where to rush to. Almost all parking lots in downtown Pittsburgh are closed. Barricaded, I should say. The attendants who usually move your car into a space are there this morning, but the only thing they're moving today are picket lines and coffee. We're right in the middle of it all this morning. Bob DiCarlo and Bob Harvey are out in KQV's mobile news wagon looking for places to park. There is some humor in the midst of all the exasperation. One funny thing out there is KQV's Bob Harvey, who has this report.
Right you are, Tom. Bob DiCarlo and I are surveying. We find the traffic is on the increase. The major thing you'll find, no room in the lots. The majority, as you said, are closed. The big lots, we have found some of the smaller independent lots open, which means if indeed you're still deciding to drive into downtown, you're just going to have to ride around till you find one of those lots open. The best bet, as we have been telling you, use public transportation. Don't forget the Ready Fare system. If you're going to drive into the Golden Triangle, we're anticipating a larger traffic jam within the next hour or two. That's how we see it in the Golden Triangle, Tom.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Harvey and Bob DiCarlo will both be out there all morning doing the show from your vantage point, and they'll keep an eye out for open parking spaces if we can find them. If you don't want to hike it to work or ride a bicycle in, and we have word that some people are going to do that, Port Authority Transit offers some alternatives. Pat says besides the usually scheduled runs, extra buses will be used for short runs between the Golden Triangle and the following points: McKees Rocks, Carnegie, Green Tree, Pleasant Hills, Mount Oliver, Southside, Hazelwood, Homestead, Squirrel Hill, Swissville, Monroeville, Penn Hills, Wilkinsburg, Oakland, East Liberty, Highland Park, Fox Chapel, Westview, and Sewickley. Meanwhile, all available trolleys will be running between the Triangle and Dormont Junction and Castle Shannon. And by the way, in case you haven't ridden a bus in a while, count your change carefully. You have to have the exact amount of money to get on. Picket lines are up at Iron City and Duquesne Breweries this morning. The workers walked out last night at midnight. Meanwhile, no strike at the Rolling Rock Brewery in Latrobe. They settled up yesterday. The other top story this morning, Senator Thomas Eagleton will send a formal letter of withdrawal to the Democratic National Committee today. He has decided to step down as the Democratic vice presidential candidate.
Needless to say, this was not an easy decision for Senator McGovern. Are for me.
Eagleton and McGovern addressed the press after a two-hour meeting in Washington last night, Eagleton quitting the race after a week of boiling controversy over his past medical record. McGovern had this explanation.
In the joint decision that we have reached tonight, health was not a factor. But the public debate over Senator Eagleton's past medical history continues to divert attention from the great national issues that need to be discussed.
McGovern says he has not decided on who will replace Senator Thomas Eagleton. It's not all bad. Here comes the sun. KQV revised weather in 1 minute.
You've got a lot of money.
More of Pittsburgh in the Morning with Bob DiCarlo in a car in downtown Pittsburgh looking for a place to park after the KQV revised weather for Boyce Park, Dormont, and the Steel City. Partly sunny and mild today, the high 80. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, a chance of rain tomorrow. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow's high, 82. At the airport, it's foggy. It's 62. At Pittsburgh street level, it's 64. I'm Tom Martin.
Does anybody really know? know what time it is? Well, I think I can give you a pretty accurate estimate anyway. It's 4 minutes past seven. Rise and shine, 7:04. DeCarlo in the morning in the KQV Newsmobile. Right now we're sitting at the corner of Stanwicks and Fort Pitt Boulevard. We just passed the Mon Wharf. And the Mon Wharf, while it's getting filled, it is not filled at the present time. In case you didn't hear, folks, we're having this parking lot attendant strike. Yeah, after 11th-hour negotiations last night, as of midnight, the parking lot attendants walked out on strike, so we wanted to figure out a way that we could help you, and that was to go see if there are any parking spaces available. After surveying the scene for the past hour, that's where we've been in the car, things are okay at the present moment, but this is the hour it's going to matter. And if you haven't, you know, at least started a town or are nearly here by now, forget it. Use public transportation. All of the big lots, the one that handle 500 or 600 cars, are filled. I shouldn't say filled, are barricaded. There are pickets outside. There are chains across the entrances. And you would be much better off if you took public transportation at this point. It's going to be a good day for it. Why not take a bus? Partly sunny and mild with a high temperature of about 80 right now. 64 degrees.
Ricky Spearmint gum, gum, gum. Ricky Spearmint gum, gum. Ricky Spearmint gum.
Hey, you know, we just heard from the police department. We were driving around earlier. In fact, we're up by the Bell Telephone Company at the office, and there are a lot of people parked illegally on the streets. A lot of the meters, in fact, I would say 85% of all parking meters in Pittsburgh now, including the ones where it says no parking 7 to 9:30, you know those? They are filled. And we just received word from the police department that they are going to ignore those parking restrictions and not pass out tickets. Except if you are in fire hydrants, or you will interfere with public safety or something like that, parking crosswalks, etc. So it's at least a little bit of a break. Now let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that we can all get here safely and without too much delay. And above all, drive carefully on your way into work, will you? Already it's 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Bob DeCarlo, 14KQB.
Naturally, Gilbert O'Sullivan on KQV DeCarlo in the morning at 11 minutes past the hour. It's 7:11, and oh my, we just turned the corner on 10th Street at the corner, right there at the end of the 10th Street bypass, and the traffic is a-coming. It's getting heavy. In fact, we peeked across the river there at the corner with the 10th Street bypass. They are parking cars across the river, and a lot of people are using the bridge, the 9th Street Bridge, to come on over into town. Bob Harvey and I are in the KQV Newsmobile, taking a look at the parking situation, and now it is starting to hum. A lot of streetcars, a lot of buses. Pat has put in some extra routes this morning on the heavily populated areas, so you can anticipate that if you're going to go take public transportation, you probably won't have to wait as long for the bus this morning. And please, at this point, this tenant is getting full, and it's getting full fast. Go take a bus. Come on into work. It's going to be a great day to wait for the bus. Partly sunny and mild with a high temperature of 80. DeCarlo in the morning with 64 degrees.
At the Photomatch store, all they do is...
Time's limited on this special cartridge film sale. So drive through Photomatch today.
Well, my friends, we're just looking at all the buses, and they are really jammed. So it looks like a lot of people are taking the advice and going to use public transportation. I'm happy to hear that. Make sure that you get down there and get the bus with you. 14 minutes past 7, 7:14 with DeCarlo in the morning, in the traffic, right here in the Newsmobile. If you happen to be walking by when you get into town, give us a little wave. If you were born today, a very, very happy birthday to you. And according to the stars, today is a good day to attend the drag races on Fire Island. Oh, my! Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, when everybody was a teenager, I think. And why do fools fall in love? Why would a fool try and beat this traffic today, I ask you? It's, my watch stopped. Would you believe that my watch did stop? Let me get 7:16. I can't believe I have an electric watch to top it off. 7:16, Bob Harvey informs me. 16 minutes past 7 o'clock, DeCarlo in the morning, and we are just right now cruising past the courthouse building, the county office building, and we're going to go underneath the jail underpass at the corner of Forbes and Ross. We have checked down Boulevard of the Allies. The parking lot attendance strike is indeed in full swing. All of the major lots, and that is without exception, my friends, all of the big lots in the Steel City are closed. Look at that big wide open space as we face Chatham Center. Oh my, you're going to have to find some other arrangement. If you're coming into town today in your automobile, you may be a little bit foolish. If you are just getting ready to leave the house, why don't you try and take the bus? However, the men in blue, who we so often put down for being uncooperative, are indeed today bending our way. Here's Tom Martin with details.
Bob, we just talked to the police, and the police tell us they're going to play it by ear as far as on-street parking is concerned today. However, Lieutenant John McMahon tells us we still must use common sense, so any cars that are parked near a fire plug or an emergency exit will be tagged or towed away. Others, though, are okay. Meanwhile, Port Authority Transit is offering alternatives. Besides the usually scheduled runs, extra buses are out on short runs to the city from various points outside Pittsburgh. If it's been a long time since you've taken a bus, count your change. You must have the exact amount to get on.
Steel City weather.
Here it is, partly sunny and on the mild side today with a high temperature of 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A chance of rain tomorrow. Tonight's low 58, high tomorrow 82. The buses are jam-packed. It is now 64 degrees at Pittsburgh street level on KQV with DiCarlo in the morning in the traffic.
KQV is music.
Glass, do brandy on KQV. And I think a lot of people are going to wish they had a bottle with them in the car if they try and fight some of our parking problems today. The parking strike is, parking lot attendance strike is on. And therefore, all of the major lots in town are closed. About 30,000 parking spaces are not available. So use public transportation. We just came through the Golden Triangle, usual on and off point for many people who take the bus, and it is jammed with pedestrian traffic. A lot of people using the buses today, which of course is a very wise suggestion. Pirates 2, Phillies nothing last night. Meanwhile, the Mets were beating Montreal 4-2, so we're 7 games out in front. Why don't you just start ordering your World Series tickets? Hey, it's a great day, though. Weather-wise, look for it to be partly sunny and mild with a high temperature of 80 right now, 64 degrees, with DiCarlo in the morning on KQV.
Bob DiCarlo, 14 KQV.
Good morning at 7:25. The weatherman is staying out of your hair this morning. It'll be sunny all day. It's 64 degrees in Pittsburgh. I'm Tom Martin with KQV News. The most valuable thing in Pittsburgh, a place to park. The story in 60 seconds.
Hotel starts with hotel.
Pittsburghers are filling up the Golden Triangle with cars this morning. There are plenty of open spaces. The only problem is there are barricades across the entrances to those parking lots and garages. Late last night, parking lot attendants decided the new wage offer from their bosses just wouldn't do. They pulled out the strike signs, put up the barricades, and are now refusing to let commuters inside to get a space. The result? River-to-river cars in downtown Pittsburgh. Bob Harvey and Bob DiCarlo are doing this morning's show in its entirety from the KQV News mobile unit. Now, they're out there now looking for places where you can park, and here's Bob Harvey.
From Bob DiCarlo and my vantage point here in the Golden Triangle, it looks as though thousands of area residents are heeding advice that the parking lot strike is on, and they have taken to the buses and the streetcars. All major downtown parking lots are closed. A few of the independent lots are open. They are beginning to fill. There is parking on the Mon parking wharf. But for all intent and purposes, it looks as though a good deal of the people are using public transportation, although rush hour traffic is a bit brisk in the Golden Triangle.
About 60,000 commuters usually stream into Pittsburgh each morning, but today quite a few are taking Port Authority Transit up on their expanded bus service. That appears to be your best bet unless you prefer to ride a bike. You won't be able to cool your temper today with a good local beer, except Rolling Rock. Iron City and Duquesne are both shut down by strikes. Rolling Rock and Latrobe settled labor troubles yesterday. Senator Thomas Eagleton will not become the next vice president of the United States. That was assured last night. He has stepped down from the Democratic ticket. Eagleton met with McGovern for nearly 2 hours last night in Washington. then emerged from the meeting to say this.
I am for George McGovern, and I'm going to continue working to see him elected President of the United States. And let me add, although it's not in the prepared statement, I wish to take the liberty of adding a personal sentence to what I've just read. I said sometime during the week that there used to be a TV show called That Was the Week That Was. And this was a week that really was.
Senator Eagleton quits the vice presidential race after a week of controversy over his past medical record, which he disclosed himself. Senator McGovern has not mentioned a replacement. This note for people living in Moon Township and Coriopolis who may wonder why the sudden onslaught of low-flying commercial jetliners. Well, a major runway at Greater Pitt Airport is being resurfaced, forcing flight controllers to reroute arriving and departing flights, and they tell us we might as well get used to it. The work will take 5 days to complete. No argument from Mother Nature today. KQV, revised weather in 1 minute.
Things are better than ever. You're making more money now than ever before. You have a standard of living that's higher than anywhere in the world. East Liberty, Fox Chapel, Hampton Township, and Shadyside.
More of Pittsburgh in the Morning with Bob DiCarlo in a car in downtown Pittsburgh looking for a place to park after the KQV revised weather for Highland Park, Etna, and the Steel City. Partly sunny and mild today, the high 80, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A chance of rain tomorrow, low tonight 58, tomorrow's high 82. At the airport, skies are now sunny at 62. At Pittsburgh street level, at 64. I'm Tom Martin.
KQV, Pittsburgh.
Oh, girl, those are the Shy Lights. Good morning to you. DiCarlo in the morning here on KQV 733. It's a nice day as far as the weather is concerned. Partly sunny and mild with a high temperature of 80, but the pedestrian traffic is getting heavy, which means a lot of people are taking the buses in, and downtown traffic is getting heavy. Here I am at Kaufman's, looking down the street at the corner, right here by the jail. I always feel funny when I say that name on the radio. And we're right by the Frick Building, approaching the Grand Street intersection, and the situation on the street is heavy and getting heavier. All of the, in case you didn't hear it or not, the police department are not going to tag people who are parked illegally at meters, as long as, you know, you aren't interfering with any type of public safety, be it a hydrant or a bus stop. You won't get ticketed. But up to that, man, those little lots are filling up quickly. They're only the little lots. The big lots, because of the strike of the parking lot attendants, are closed, chained, and being picketed. So that's why Bob Harvey and I are driving around the KQV Newsmobile, trying to keep you abreast of all the situations. Look at those streetcars. Are they crowded? Well, DiCarlo in the morning, keeping an eye on it for you.
Harvey. You're 5 minutes away from the four-hour sandwich, plus plenty of anniversary sale savings at all Arby's locations.
Well, my friends, I will tell you this, that those streetcars are really crowded. Isn't that right, Bob? And they have put extra lines on most of the streetcars and buses that run through heavily populated areas. It's kind of nifty. Out there at the airport, a lot of people are using the parking lots because they're unattended, which means you don't have to pay. And then they are taking the buses in, which run about every 15 minutes. And that's probably going to save us a little bit, especially if you live out in the Moon Township and Coriopolis areas. The bus from the airport, by the way, stops at the three major hotels in the three various areas of the Golden Triangle. So that's one alternative if you're coming in from that way. But what a day. The haze is starting to lift in the Steel City. Going to be partly sunny and mild with a high of 80. Right now, 64 degrees.
14 KQB.
Duquesne Boulevard, right next to the Pittsburgh Press Building. Thank you very much for dawn and knock three times. And, oh my, it's 20 minutes before the hour already. 20 minutes until late. I don't know if the people in the north side are cooperating or not, and those who live in the North Hills, but the 9th Street Bridge is probably our heaviest traffic area this morning. We just came down Fort Duquesne Boulevard. Not too bad. A lot of people from the South Hills are obviously taking public transportation because all of the buses, here comes one bus now down into the Golden Triangle off the bridge from Mount Lebanon, and this bus is jam-packed with standees. It's very important that you use public transportation today, my friends, because the parking lots, the larger ones in the city, are closed. The parking lot attendant strike is on. They are striking for about a dollar more an hour, and they said no work. So late last night, about midnight, they decided to have the parking lot strike. That's why Bob Harvey and I are driving around the KQV Newsmobile to keep you abreast of the situation, tell you how traffic is. We happen to spot a couple of parking spaces on the street. We'll let you know about it. Above all, drive carefully. And if you happen to be driving by and see us, give a little toot or a little wave, because old DiCarlo in the morning would love to have a little recognition and let you know that you're keeping in tune to the Big 14. Right now, 64 degrees and a great day.
Each working day, someone buys a new Ford Tourer. That's Ford.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What's happening? Are you kidding? The parking lot strike is what's happening. But let's suppose you finally get home tonight. You theater lovers, it's your night. Civic Light Opera production of Bye Bye Birdie continues at Hines Hall with Tab Hunter and Cheetah Rivera. There's some new summer Straw Hat openings. Strange Bedfellows premieres at Little Lake Theater. Behind Every Man opens at Apple Hill Playhouse in Delmont. And 40 Carats is at the Mountain Playhouse in Jennerstown. Tonight's free concerts in the city feature Sanctuary at the Brookline Memorial Center and the Soul Merchants and Their Jazz over on Mount Pleasant Road in Northview Heights. And there's an evening walk at North Park tonight. You can go out, take your girlfriend, look at the stars. Yes. Just be at the Lavakami Barn at 7:30. Our KQB revised weather calling for partly sunny and mild conditions today with a high temperature of 80. Good day to take the bus, that's all I can say. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A chance of rain tomorrow. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Tomorrow, if we do get the rain, that this strike is all over and we can take care of our parking problems. Tonight's low 58, high tomorrow 82. It's 64 degrees at Pittsburgh street level on KQB with DiCarlo in the morning, sitting here in the traffic.
KQB is music.
Nilsson, of course, and Coconut, everybody, here on KQB. DiCarlo in the morning. It is now 14 minutes till 8 o'clock, 14 before the hour. Last night, sports, Bucks 2, Phils nothing. New York beat Montreal 2-4-2. So we still stay 7 in front. Steelers cut 11 ballplayers yesterday, including veterans Dennis Onconts and Mr. Broomfield. And that's a little bit of a surprise. Well, here we go, past the Golden Triangle. Right now we're moving down Fort Duquesne Boulevard. Traffic is heavy. The 9th Street Bridge has a lot of pedestrian traffic. The Smithfield Bridge has a lot of pedestrian traffic. People are using parking lots on the other side of the rivers. And I'm talking about the parking lots over on the south side by the railroad. You know, the railroad building down there, and they're walking across, which is very sensible. Don't try and get parking spaces down here in the city because they are at a premium. 30,000 of them are not available because the parking lot attendants from Local 296 of the Teamsters are on strike. There's a stadium parking lot, and there's a sign on it that says closed temporarily. There goes another 1,000 parking spaces, because that is a real biggie. Good morning to you. Somebody blew the horn at us. Now, above all, please try and get yourself down into town by public means of transportation, would you? And if you're driving, keep your temper about you, would you? Partly sunny and on the mile outside.
Put your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man fill a
Tuesday night, August 29th, KQV proudly presents Jesus Christ Superstar, the concert presentation in the Civic Arena Tuesday, August 29th. Tickets are on sale now at National Record Marts or the Arena box office. And coming Tuesday, August 15th, the Bonos, Sonny and Cher to the Arena. Superstar, August 29th, Sonny and Cher, August 15th. Produced by Pat DeCesar and presented by KQV. For your summer of 72.
Traffic is picking up in the Steel City at 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. You know, there are more pedestrians on the 9th Street Bridge than there are cars. We have a parking lot strike and everybody's cooperating. Pittsburgh, we love you. DiCarlo in the morning does. Here's the Cornelius Brothers.
My mama told me, she said, son, I'm falling in love.
Good morning. Laugh now, cry later. I'm Tom Martin with KQV News. Pittsburghers have been flowing into the Golden Triangle for 2 hours now. Those in cars face a parking lot attendant strike that has closed, barricaded, I should say, almost all parking lots and garages in downtown Pittsburgh. Port Authority Transit is offering expanded bus and trolley service, and those buses and streetcars are jam-packed with people. A few laughs about the situation floating around now. Later, though, those laughs will probably become proclamations of personal persecution unless a late morning meeting today between the parking lot attendants union and their bosses agree on a new contract. The police department says they'll look the other way today for people parked where they shouldn't be unless you happen to have your car in front of an emergency exit or a fire plug. Then it gets tagged and towed. The attendants at Greater Pitt Airport just walked away this morning. Parking out there is absolutely free. But at least we can say good morning sunshine, 65 degrees in Pittsburgh.
This is news from
Promises, promises.
More of Pittsburgh in the Morning with Bob DiCarlo in a car. Partly sunny and mild today, the high 80. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A chance of rain tomorrow, low tonight 58. Tomorrow's high 82. At the airport, skies are sunny at 63. At Pittsburgh street level, at 65. I'm Tom Martin.
KQV. Pittsburgh.
Billy Preston's Out of Space. Oh, out of sight morning, too. Sun's starting to come up and everything's starting to clear up. What a beautiful day in the Steel City. Going to be partly sunny tomorrow. Good day to take a bus. I'm up behind the Civic Arena, and there are about seven parking lots that are empty. Absolutely nothing in them at all. Well, the parking lot strike is on. Our local 296 of the Teamsters is on strike, and therefore all of the major parking facilities in town are closed. Up here on the on-street parking around Civic Arena is really heavy. We were downtown. We, on 4th, by the way, I don't know if you heard it or not, but the police department is not ticketing people. If you are parked illegally, especially in those zones where it says no parking 7 to 9:30, if you're not interfering with fire hydrants or bus stop zones, you can park there and not worry about a ticket. Now, that includes, we found a couple areas, really good ones, with hardly any cars. On 10th Avenue, between 10th and 9th, a lot of meters open there, and on 4th, between Market and Wood. There are a lot open down there. And believe it or not, in all of our travels this morning, I only saw one guy on a bike. And a lot of people say, oh, we take bicycles into work. One man we saw, and he was coming into work on a bicycle. And it is a pretty good day to take a ride on a bike, huh? Sun's shining, and it's 66 degrees, our revised temperature.
TWA brings you the first sane, sensible way to WA.
Let me see. I'm trying to figure out where we are right now. We are, oh, there's a public parking lot that is completely closed. Right downtown by the jail. And we're back here at the jail again, folks. And it is, let me just try and paint a little bit of a picture for you. It is a morning where a lot of people have heeded the advice and are utilizing public transportation. Downtown traffic is heavy. There is absolutely no doubt about it. I can't really compare, you know, the general feel as whether it's heavier than it is normal mornings. But it is heavy, and there are, of course, are a lot more buses in service today because they've expanded the PATH service to downtown through the heavily populated areas. So old Bob DiCarlo sitting around the KQV Newsmobile, me and Bob Harvey keeping our eye on the situation for you. We have found some parking spaces. I talked to a guy who operates a little parking lot, an independent that is open, and he told me that the normal rush is 8:30, and he was surprised that the place wasn't filled as of yet, and so are we. But look, don't take any kind of a chance at all. If you're home right now, prepare to take public transportation. Do that and alleviate the situation. We'll all be a lot better for it, believe me. Okay? Godspell, do day by day, and now we're at the corner of 4th and Stanwix downtown, and this is probably the most congested area as far as traffic is concerned, but because of all of the buses, and the buses are indeed full. It is now 11 minutes past the hour, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock, DiCarlo in the morning on KQV.
Oh, today got to me.
Relax.
Everything seemed to go wrong. I'm so upset.
NAACP of Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm down here on the corner of 4th and Wood right now, right smack dab in the middle of the traffic situation. DiCarlo having a good time, actually, seeing a lot of people going to work. You know, one thing that we have noticed is that most people are using public transportation come in right now. The office workers, our 9-to-5ers, the executives who usually use the automobiles, come in a little bit later because that's, I guess, the privilege that goes with rank. That's why a lot of these little parking lots still have some spaces. Not every space is gone. There are a lot of meters that are still empty. But of course, to be on the safe side, take public transportation into work today, will you? You'll be a lot better off. We'll keep our eye on the situation for you. We can't miss because we're right smack dab in the middle of it all, and as soon as it happens, we'll have it. And don't forget, a lot of people using both sides of the rivers. It's a good suggestion. It's a good day to take a little bit of a walk, too. Partly sunny and mild, and it's up to 66 degrees.
Bob DiCarlo, 14 KKB.
Big song. It's too late. If you're going to take your car into work, it might be a little too late. 8:18 already in the Steel City. 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Bob DiCarlo in the morning on KQV. I have all of the inputs here. Traffic is heavy. At least this is the way it appears on the street. But a lot of people are using public transportation, of course. And that is just so good to see. Now, that's what I can see. Tom Martin, on the other hand, is smack dab in the middle of the KQV News Bureau with all of his inputs to the public officials, etc. And let's see what the latest developments, as far as he is concerned, are. Tom?
Thank you, Bob. Bob DiCarlo and Bob Harvey have both been out there looking for a place to park since 5:30 this morning, and they still haven't found one, so you know you won't have much luck. But here's what we have to offer in the way of advice. Port Authority Transit is sending extra buses on short runs between the city and various points outside of Pittsburgh. Some people are parking on the south side streets near the Monongahela River, then hiking across bridges into the city. And police say they won't tag any cars parked in the streets of Pittsburgh unless they're parked near a fire plug or an emergency exit. There are even some people riding bicycles to work this morning. By the way, I know you may be a little paranoid about this, but I just looked outside our window here and noticed a whole stream of parking spaces available along Liberty Avenue, and the police did say they'd look the other way, so get them while you can.
Steel City weather.
Thank you, Tom, very much. KQV revised weather, partly sunny and on the mild side today. High temperature, 80. It's just going to be a delightful day. I bet you a lot of people decided, hey, it's so nice, I'll take the day off, I won't even bother. What a great day to call in sick. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Chance of rain tomorrow. Tonight's low, 58. High tomorrow, 82. It's 66 degrees at Pittsburgh street level on KQV with Bob DiCarlo in the morning.
KQV is music.
Yeah. Tuesday night, August 29th, KQV, proudly 72.
Working KQV.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You'll come back when you grow up, girl. You still got a...
Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell. Speaking of sports, this is Howard Cosell reporting.
Good morning at 8:28, plundering in Pittsburgh for parking. I'm Tom Martin with KQV News. Pittsburghers are packing aboard buses and streetcars this morning. They left their cars at home, many of them did, to avoid a frantic search for a parking spot once in the Triangle. The parking lot attendants put up their barricades and picket lines early this morning. And almost all parking lots are closed down. Bob Harvey is out there in the middle of it all this morning. Bob talked with an attendant at one of those independent parking lots that's open this morning.
Did you anticipate more traffic coming in this morning? Did you think that you would be full earlier?
Yes.
What do you think is causing it? Do you think a lot more people are taking public transportation?
Sure are.
How about the striker itself? Have you been harassed in any way, shape, or form?
Yes, once this morning I was. They asked me to put a picket up.
What'd you tell them?
No.
By the way, for people who aren't familiar with their bus schedules and routes, grab the yellow pages of the phone book, turn to page 7, and there you'll find all of that information. That's page 7 of the yellow pages. You could cry about it all in your beer, but that's a problem too. Brewery workers at Iron City and Duquesne have also gone on strike, shutting down both beer plants. Rolling Rock and Latrobe settled up with their labor yesterday and averted a walkout. University of Pittsburgh officials have denied they are sponsoring or promoting the One World Festival of Music coming up this weekend. Pitt is giving the New Image NAACP use of Pitt Stadium rent-free. The university will supply security, cleanup, and extra electricians at cost to the festival sponsors. More of Pittsburgh in the Morning with Bob DiCarlo in a car in downtown Pittsburgh looking for a place to park after the KQV revised weather for Scott Park, Shaler, and the Steel City. Partly sunny and mild today, the high 80, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A chance of rain tomorrow, low tonight 58, tomorrow's high 82. At the airport, skies are sunny at 65. At Pittsburgh street level, it's 66. I'm Tom Martin.
KQV, Pittsburgh.
The world go round on the stylistics, everybody, at 8:34. Good morning. It's 26 minutes till 9. Bob DiCarlo in the morning in the KQV Mobile News Wagon. There is a solitary figure fishing off of the wharf over here on the Allegheny side. As we look over to the north side, a lot of the parking lots, the little ones over there, the independents, are filled. Because of the major parking lot attendance strike, all of the biggies, the big parking lots, the 800, the 500 lot, 500 car lots downtown are closed. So Bob Harvey and I have been scouting to see exactly what's what as far as parking is concerned, as far as traffic is concerned, because there's only one way you can really tell. I mean, you can't sit in a comfortable studio and expect to find out what's going on. You know, you got to be out here firsthand, and take it from me, I can't get over it personally. I expected to be sitting in the world's largest traffic jam at this hour. But, of course, a lot of people must have heeded the advice that KQV gave them all day yesterday about checking out your transit schedules, because at this point, here it is, 25 minutes before 9 in the morning. I mean, like, this is right. There's no traffic buildups. There are still empty parking spaces in town. And remember, the police are not tagging if you happen to be parking at a meter. The buses are jammed. They have been jammed all morning. I can't believe it. I'm just amazed. Now, maybe there's a second rush hour because the stores open at 9:30, and a lot of businesses don't open till then. But as far as I can see at the present time, well, everybody has really solved the problem by cooperating. The PAT system has cooperated and put extra buses out, and people have taken them, which maybe it's a great statement for public transportation and that it really can work if we all chip in and do something. All I can say at this point is, Pittsburgh, you're beautiful.
At beneficial, you're good for me.
24 minutes till 9. Good morning. A partly sunny and mild day today in the Steel City. 66 degrees and starting to clear up. If you are in your car, do drive carefully, would you? Creedence Clearwater now. Up around the bend, Creedence Clearwater Revival, everybody, at 21 minutes before 9. Good morning. It's 8:39 with DiCarlo in the morning.
A Chevy Vega is not the littlest car in the world, nor does it get the most miles per gallon. Luckily, people...
Now that you mention it, I have tried, sir, many occasions. I'm over in the south side now. At the corner of West Carson, just came over the Smithfield Street Bridge. And I had made a report earlier that a lot of people were using this south side parking area. This one's closed. There's this huge parking lot over here that's closed. And it's not surprising at this point because, of course, of the extremely large parking lot strike. I talked to an attendant on the other side of the bridge at the corner of First and Wood. He said that he is normally busy Wednesday through Friday. He said Tuesday's usually a slow day. If the parking lot strike had happened yesterday, because a lot of people, you know, are on vacation now, a lot of people would have been coming back yesterday, would not have been advised of the situation, would not have known to check their PAT schedules, would not have known there was extra buses, we would have been in tremendous trouble yesterday rather than today. We had plenty of time to be to get the notice out. So all I could say is that, you know, there's a lot of parking spaces on the street. There will be a lot of them, a lot of people who will not come into downtown to do shopping or conduct any business today, and perhaps that's all well and good. Let's hope that the strike situation is settled today, and that tomorrow, you know, everything is cool, and we come down, use the parking lots, and everybody be a lot happier. But don't forget, use public transportation if at all possible, and above all, drive carefully because DiCarlo loves you.
Good morning, KQB.
You walk so fast. That's Wayne Newton on KQV with DiCarlo in the morning. We went up East Carson Street. All right, we went over the Smithfield Bridge, came up East Carson. Bob Harvey told me that normally that's very, very crowded with traffic at this hour of the morning. It was deserted. We came over the 10th Street Bridge, took a look up and down the parkway. Parkway traffic is moving very, very freely. I'm happy to announce 16 minutes until 9. I'm amazed. Here I was really expecting the worst, and it's working out pretty well, which really speaks well for the people of our town, because when you confront them with a situation, they just buckle down, and that's where it really is all at, my friends. Thank you very much. Let's check what's happening.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Okay, theater lovers, your night. Civic Light Opera production of Bye Bye Birdie continues at Heinz Hall with Tab Hunter and Cheetah Rivera. As the new Summer Straw Hat openings, two Strange Bedfellows premieres at Little Lake Theater. Behind Every Man opens at Apple Hill Playhouse in Delmont. That has to be about a woman. and 40 Carats is at the Mountain Playhouse in Jennerstown. Tonight's free concerts in the city feature Sanctuary at the Brookline Memorial Center, and the Soul Merchants play jazz up at Mount Pleasant Road in Northview Heights. Also, if you're going on vacation this week, maybe this is your week, take the kids on a ride on a good ship, Lollipop. There's clowns and other good things, all sailing from the Mon Wharf. Call the Gateway Clipper Fleet for starting times and what a day to go on a sail. KQB revised weather calling for partly sunny and mild weather with a high temperature of 80. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, a chance of rain tomorrow. Let's enjoy today while we can. Tonight's low 58 with a high tomorrow of 82. It's still 66 degrees at Pittsburgh street level on KQV with DiCarlo in the morning, in the traffic, and it looks good.
KQV is music.
Lollipop, that's Millie Small on KQV with DiCarlo in the morning. I just received word that even though the police officers are looking the other way as far as traffic violations are concerned, the meter maids are not. They're out there with their little old booklets and they are passing out tickets. Well, I'll tell you, there aren't many people who are illegally parked, at least as far as I'm concerned, but of course what this means, you're going to have to put quarters in, and all day long, and perhaps that should discourage you from coming into town. We just checked the Liberty Bridge flow, and things are moving even better than normal on the Liberty Bridge today. But look, I can't tell you. The police are, this is a secondhand report. The police are a little bit miffed at the meter maids because they insist upon handing out tickets in their division today. I don't know what it'll mean for you. Obviously, if you have a ticket, you have to pay for it. So use your own discretion. Above all, don't take the ticket and rip it up and think you're going to get away with something, because that's not the way things usually work in our society. But looking at the overall picture at this point, traffic is moving well. I'm on the Boulevard of the Allies, and you can go bowling in the middle of the street. Please drive carefully, and above all, watch out for the other guy. And if you're coming out of those Liberty tubes, make sure you turn your lights off. Woody, it's 11 before 9 with DiCarlo in the morning.
14K.
Good morning. There is a good side to the parking lot strike. I'm Tom Martin with KQV News. Believe it or not, you should stop by and thank those striking parking lot attendants if you have a chance this morning. Because they are on strike, more people have left their cars at home taking buses into the city. And because there are fewer cars, there is less air pollution. That's just what the County Air Pollution Control Bureau has been saying all along. Leave the car at home and ride public transportation. You still get to work, don't have to fight the traffic, and you breathe cleaner air. So we thank you, parking lot attendants, for helping us see that. Not so nice, though, for the thousands who have driven their cars into Pittsburgh this morning. Those spaces that were available have almost filled up by now, and while city police say they'll look the other way when it comes to parking where you shouldn't, except in front of fire plugs and emergency exits, city meter maids are now out there tagging. Welcome back, paranoia. By the way, for people who aren't familiar with their bus schedules and routes this morning, grab the yellow pages of the phone book. Turn to page number 7, and there you'll find all of that information. That's the yellow pages of the phone book, page 7. You could cry in your beer about it all, but that's a problem too. Brewery workers at Iron City and Duquesne have also gone on strike, shutting down both beer plants. Rolling Rock and Latrobe settled up with their labor yesterday and averted a walkout. At least the sun is here to make things bearable. It's 67 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio. I'm Joe.
More of Pittsburgh in the Morning with Bob DiCarlo in a car in downtown Pittsburgh looking for a place to park after the KQV revised weather for Raccoon State Park, Brentwood, and the Steel City. Partly sunny and mild today, the high 80, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, a chance of rain tomorrow, low tonight 58, tomorrow's high 82. And by the way, the County Air Pollution Control Bureau informs us we are under another air pollution inversion this morning. At the airport, skies are hazy, 65. At Pittsburgh street level, it's 66. I'm Tom Martin.
KQV, Pittsburgh.
Door. Isn't that out of sight? Procol Harum, everybody, on KQ. KQV, DiCarlo in the morning at 9:06, 9:07, give or take a couple of seconds. I'm still amazed at the fact that we did not run into that horrendous traffic problem I anticipated in the morning. You know, we have an air inversion over Pittsburgh. Right now, Bob Harvey and I are just going to take a little clocking of the situation, see how long it takes to get from the Squirrel tunnels into town. Normally at this time, it'd be extremely difficult. And the point I was going to make is we're having an air inversion. As I look down into Hazelwood, J&L is kicking away all that fume. Think of how it would be if we really had the normal traffic problem we usually have and all those cars downtown, what the pollution levels would be downtown. It's really interesting to think, you know, that because the parking lot strike is the way it is, and because of the fact a lot of people did not take their cars today, things are going to be a lot cleaner when you go out to lunch hour. Isn't that exciting? It certainly is. I'll tell you, and Pittsburgh is to really be congratulated. So, we're almost here at the Squirrel Hill Tunnels right now in the KQB Newsmobile. We're going to turn around while you listen to Bill Withers and lean on me, and then we're going to come back and see exactly how long it takes us to go into town. There are plenty of parking spaces available. I don't know what to tell you about whether they're going to ticket it or not. We're investigating that situation, too. Just keep your ears here on the Big 14, okay? With Carlo in the morning doing my radio program at 60 miles an hour in free moving traffic down the parkway. It's not bad. Here's a whole lot of love, everybody, on KQV.
You need cooling. Baby, I'm out. You shake
for me. That's a whole lot of love by Led Zeppelin. You know, let me give you a time check and tell you who we are and what we're doing. It's 9:14 in the morning, 14 past 9. Bob DiCarlo on KQV, smack dab in the middle of, right now, we are here at the corner of Grant Street and First. It took us 5 minutes, to get from the Squirrel Hill Tunnels to this parking lot, which right here on the corner is open, and there are parking spaces available at the B&O station or the offices. So it would have taken you 5 minutes to get to work and walk from here. So all I can say is, you know, that seems to me to be normal. And to top it off, we ran into a little bit of construction where traffic is restricted to two lanes over by the J&L, halfway between the Squirrel Hill Tubes and the J&L curve. And traffic on Grant Street as we move up now past the Union Tile Guarantee Company and we're hitting the Grant Building, as traffic is just perfectly normal. On my left, there are lots that are closed. There are 1, 2, 3 lots, and the big lot over behind the Lawyers Building is also sealed up because of the parking lot attendance strike. But, you know, what can you expect? I mean, here it is, the parking lot attendant strike. Everybody's supposed to be, you know, jammed up and looking for parking, and it's almost normal. Of course it isn't. And if you have intentions of coming downtown to do some shopping, it'll be an inconvenience, but you're going to have to take the bus. You'll be a lot better off and, you know, carry the bags in your arms and maybe walk from the bus stop to the house. Things moving pretty well. I am so happy to say you people are beautiful.
It's the mini-bike season. Here is the
real relief of simple nervous tension.
Right. That's Quiet World.
KQV revised weather, partly sunny and mild today. We have an air inversion, and without the traffic in the city, maybe the pollution levels will be down a little bit. Let's hope. High temperature, 80 degrees. Good day to go to the pool. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Chance of rain tomorrow. Tonight's low 58 with a high tomorrow of 82. It's 70 degrees at Pittsburgh street level on KQV with Bob DiCarlo in the traffic. And here's Eagles.
KQV is music.
KQV with DiCarlo in the morning, 9:25 in the Steel City. I am sitting here over here in the Allegheny Wharf, and as far as I can see, there are people using this place to do some parking.
Tuesday night, August 29th, presented by KQV. For your summer of 72.
Working KQV.
to Pittsburgh.
You're with Bob DiCarlo. We're smack dab here in the middle of Gateway Center from the KQV Mobile News Unit, presenting the greatest music from the summer of the greatest summer of your life, the summer of 72. Too young. I'm here at the corner of 4th and Smithfield, right in front of the Dollar Savings Bank, and we just passed all the parking lots on 4th. They're the meter maids. You meter maids giving out tickets today? Yes, they are. There's two of them, and they are walking forth stridently, looking like they are going to get you if you do not have a quarter in the meter. I am very sorry to say. We are down the Allegheny parking wharf. Some people are parking there. Of course, it is illegal to leave your car. Maybe in that situation, as the police officers are turning their head to the other side. I certainly hope so. Traffic, for the most part, normal. Not exceptionally heavy. But if you're going to come into town and do some shopping, take care of business, use public transportation. Assure yourself of the fact that there will be some parking spaces left in case of emergency, and there are. Some of the little lots still have a couple of spaces. Some of the little lots are completely filled up. All I can say is parking lots are, for the most part, 80% full, and they are not charging, like, extra money because of the expected crush. A lot of people use public transportation today. A lot of people heeded the warnings on KQV radio yesterday. That's just out of sight and tremendous. And it certainly is nice to have Pittsburgh supporting us, especially when we do things like that. Man, oh, man, you are out of sight, Pittsburgh. We got a perfect day to do some, maybe come downtown, do some shopping, but just make sure you use public transportation, okay? This is Argent, and hold your head up. Bob DiCarlo at the corner of Grant and Oliver. Traffic is picking up. Drive carefully, everybody. Staple Singers. I'll take you there. Those are the Staple Singers with Bob DiCarlo in the morning on KQV doing my show at 6 miles an hour over the speed limit. Slow down, Bob Harvey, would you? As we head out the KQV mobile news wagon, we're going out Bigelow Boulevard, and we just passed a bus coming in from Oakland. It is jam-packed. The way Pittsburghers have responded to local 926, the parking lot attendant strike is just completely out of sight. Thank you very much, Steel City. We'll keep our eye on the situation for you at least till 10 o'clock, and believe me, there really isn't any too much of a situation to worry about. All I can say is if you're going to come into town and do some shopping, use Shoppers at Home. Come on, use public transportation. Don't think you're going to come down here and get lucky and find a parking space, because the people who are in them are going to be here for the most part all day. Hey, you know, we all have a little gambling blood in us. Chances are you're going to gamble on finding a parking space. You shouldn't. You know, our gambling blood, whether it's taking a chance on a bargain at the bridge table, on a parking space, but gambling with your life is another matter. And that's why every woman should learn the easy steps of breast self-examination. A lump will probably not be cancerous, but why risk it? See your doctor or contact your American Cancer Society about breast self-examination today. Well, here it is, 17 minutes before 10 already on KQV with DiCarlo in the morning and Bobby Martin.
When he opens the door, says I'm cool.
Bobby Martin's For the Love of Him on KQV with Bob DiCarlo in the morning. As I look over, driving down Bigelow Boulevard at Troy Hill, there is a little bit of a haze in the Steel City, but let's hope that our lightness of traffic today helped keep pollution levels down the Steel City. Look, I'll check weather right after this.
I've just read some medical reports that showed how several outstanding...
That's away from a four-hour sandwich. Plus, plenty of anniversary sale savings at all Arby's locations.
KQV revised weather, partly sunny, mild today, a high of 80, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, chance of rain tomorrow, tonight's low 58, a high tomorrow 82. It's 70 degrees at Pittsburgh street level on KQV with Bob DiCarlo. Traffic's heavy. I'll be back in the studio tomorrow. See you then.
KQV is music.
Bob DiCarlo,
KQV.
Where is love? Where is love?
Good morning. You do good work, people of Pittsburgh. I'm Tom Martin with KQB News. The traffic flow in downtown Pittsburgh is dropping now. It was lower than usual this morning as Pittsburghers took Port Authority Transit up on their expanded bus service. Most parking lots in the Triangle have been barricaded by striking attendants. KQV's Bob DiCarlo and Bob Harvey have been out all morning long doing the morning show from KQV's mobile news car. Here's the latest from Bob Harvey.
Pittsburghers have weathered this first day of a parking lot strike and did so rather well. The majority apparently took public transportation. Some of the littler lots remain open. Some of them still have parking spaces available. The big question is now, will they settle the strike today or will we have to do this all again tomorrow?
That could be decided this morning. The parking lot operators will meet with union leaders at 11 to bargain for a new contract once again. We're getting to the bottom of the confusion over traffic violations. City police are looking the other way on minor violations. They will hand out tags, though, for cars blocking fire plugs and the like. But at the same time, Mayor Flaherty's office ordered meter maids to tag parking violators. The mayor's office says violations are violations, no exceptions. It's 70 degrees in Pittsburgh.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Don Gardner in New York. The hijackers arrive in Algeria. Details on that story?